there, listeners. Welcome back to AI Breakdown, where we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence, chewing through the latest papers for you. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Ray. Strap in, because today we're peeling back the layers on a recent paper about AI and mobile user interfaces, or UIs. The paper is titled Ferret UI, Grounded Mobile UI Understanding with Multimodal LLMs. Quite a mouthful, but trust me, it's good.
You got that right, Ray. We're talking about a multimodal large language model, an MLLM, if you want to sound really techie. And this one's been crafted to navigate mobile UI screens with finesse. Sounds pretty neat, doesn't it?
That's the magic of it, Megan. Standard MLLMs are like trying to thread a needle with a sledgehammer when it comes to UI screens. They're just not made for dealing with all those tiny on-screen details.
Enter Ferret UI. The goal here isn't just to improve. They want to totally rethink how language models interact with UI screens. They've considered all the challenges, from the tricky layout of phone screens to getting the detail right on small interface elements.
And a big part of their approach is this principle of any resolution. The idea is to handle UIs of any size by carving up the screens into sub-images. This lets them focus in on the small stuff before passing information over to the language model. Pretty smart, huh?
It really sounds like they've thought of everything. They even created a unique training data set with tasks ranging from spot the button type instructions to more complicated jobs like having meaningful interactions and guessing the function of on-screen elements.
But Megan, does Ferret UI really stack up against the likes of GPT-4V when put to the test?
Believe it or not, Ray, it didn't just hold its own. It outperformed the others and even outdid GPT-4V when it came to the basic UI tasks. That means it was better at spotting icons, finding text, and listing out widgets. It seems Ferret UI is a force to be reckoned with, at least in this area.
Well, that is some ferret. So the paper introduces an MLM with a brand new design, purpose-built data sets, and a solid benchmark to measure its success. That's quite a package, wouldn't you say, Megan?
It really is, Ray. So folks, if you like thinking about how AI interacts with everyday tech, this paper is worth a read. It hints at more natural, user-friendly interactions with our devices in the future.
If only Ferret UI could train my phone to stop auto-correcting my name to Ray of Sunshine. But that's another conversation. Thanks for joining us on AI Breakdown.
Remember, whether you're a seasoned AI expert or just an enthusiast, there's no wrong questions in AI. Keep exploring, keep breaking it down, and we'll catch you on the next episode.